Merci beaucoup, Madame Noria.
Merci, je vais essayer d'être bref. I just would like to start by thanking you for having me today here and also for the time taken by some of you to talk to me personally and allow me to learn more about your very important work. As you know, protecting and promoting human rights and democracy are founding values of the European Union and a key priority of the EU external action, as they are considered a precondition for sustainable development and for building more inclusive, open, and resilient societies. The EU guidelines on human rights defenders, which are a document adopted at ministerial level and therefore are a strong political signal from the EU and its member states, recognizes that practical support to human rights defenders include, and I quote, encouraging and supporting the establishment and work of national bodies for the promotion and protection of human rights established in accordance with the Paris principles, including national human rights institutions, ombudsman's offices, and human rights commissions. The EU Action Plan on Human Rights and Democracy 2020-2024, which is the political document that sets the objectives of the EU external action on human rights and democracy, also includes the support to independent national human rights institutions and commissions, ombudspersons and equality bodies, and the need to engage them in the context of human rights dialogues. The action plan also foresees support and peer learning for regional human rights institutions, including human rights courts and independent networks of human rights institutions. So the importance of strong and effective national human rights institutions has been acknowledged in several occasions. Because indeed, the establishment and functioning of independent and effective national human rights institutions is essential for the implementation of human rights, democratic and rule of law standards at the national level. The work you are doing makes you crucial actors in the broader human rights architecture and in enabling rights-based development processes. You're uniquely placed to hold governments to account and to monitor, promote, and protect human rights. You have an important bridge-building role between governments, human rights defenders, civil society, and the private sector on one hand, and between national, regional, and international, and with the government on the other side, okay? National, regional, international human rights mechanism on the other side. In line with this, GANRI and the four regional national human rights networks play an indispensable role in coordination and cooperation among national human rights institutions at regional and international level. The support to the national human rights institutions and their network has been a priority for the EU for a long time. Since 2015, we have been supporting the global and the regional networks and reinforcing their actions and their structures through the phase one and two of this project. These previous phases have allowed to increase the number of national human rights institutions that have been effective and compliant with the principle, the Paris principles. They have increased the participation in the work of international and regional human rights mechanisms and enhanced their effectiveness in their core mandate areas. Finally, they have also allowed international, national, and regional national human rights networks to reinforce their capacity to assist national human rights institutions, especially in the framework of the accreditation process. The phase three that started 1 year ago and will last still for more 2 years further builds from it and deepens the work undertaken under the previous phases. It is structured along four strategic axes. The first one is the support to the nationalized work as human rights defenders and their engagement to protect human rights defender civic space. The second one is to strengthen the accreditation process and support the work of this committee on accreditation, as well as the reinforcement of the global and regional network's capacity. The third one is enhance national human rights institutions' effectiveness on key thematic areas to advance sustainable development through human rights. And finally, following the successful adoption of the new GANRI strategic plan, whose development has been supported also by this project in the last months, the last acts of work will keep strengthening GANRI and the four regional networks, including their secretariats, to be able to better serve and support the members. This will also be the first time that GANRI will be the leading implementing partner, moving a step forward into their consolidation as a key global actor, gathering national human rights institutions from around the globe. And we at the European Union are looking forward to continue supporting you in this challenging and exciting joint endeavor. Thank you very much.